Okay, ready? Everyone's ready? Okay, now we can start to share again.
Okay,
Okay, the Zechen Nishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov Yitzchok Pilchas, the Zechen Nishmas Daniel Shein, the Yeshua Falak. Okay, ready to go. We discussed the idea of a Takonis Ezra with the Balkeri going to the mikvah. So first, the Gemara here on Chav Beis and Aleph on page 1 in Brachas says that you don't even need a mikveh, you need even test cabin. Somebody you pour on you with some amount of water that would be sufficient. Not even a mikveh. And then, what kind of mikveh? This is what we call in halacha a men's mikveh. A men's mikveh. Because look at the Yerushalmi on page 2. Zoch the Yerushalmi says, Amar Rav Yanai, Shemati Shemakilin, I hear there's a kula umachmirim, and there's a chumri. What's the kula? Lirchot b'mayim shuvim. That even if you have a mikveh that's tap water without a hashaka, just tap water. The word shuvim means that it was in a kli. So b'zman hazeh we assume lahalacha that anything, all tap water is considered mayim shuvim. That's the assumption. All mayim because it goes into water pipes. Water meters, etc. And so there's an opinion that says that you have to dafka, even mayim shuvim is okay. But then there's another opinion that says that not even, that mikveh is not, a regular mikveh is not good enough. You need mayim chayim. You need, one second, you need water, you know, that's flowing. Not megisham. No.
Even more.
Spring water, mayim.
Wow.
Mayim chayim. In other words, so we have two opinions, one lachumra, one lakula. Because usually in a mikveh, make shamim is good enough. Here we're saying that the opinion says that make shamim is not good enough. You need mayim chayim. You need flowing water from a mayim, from underneath the ground. And yet there's another opinion that says that no. Even Mayim Shuvim is good enough. So you have two opposite opinions. For to use to go to the mikveh for Takanas Ezra for a Balkeri to fulfill this obligation. If you assume that. Yeah, in other words, Shamati, I heard there's some people that are Machmir.
Well, it doesn't say people.
Shamati.
Could that be
the same?
Right, could be the same people.
No.
One's mikvah kachila with the other or something.
It could be, but the simple shot is Shemati, that there's a chumra out there. And there's a.
The I could read this saying is that there's a kula that you could do this, but if you're going to do a chumra, you should go for a mayim. A regular mikvah.
Okay.
Not,
whatever
you
want.
Read it?
You want to say, okay, maybe, right? I don't know. You see, if you look in the Bahag on page 6, he says a different word. He says, Amar Rabbi Yanai Shamati Shemekilim Bo Shamati Shemachmir Bo. V'chol HaMachmir Bo Marichim Lo Yom HaVushnosof. So what's the Kulim Kilim Bo? Maschah b'mayim shuvim, that's the kula. The mayim shuvim is good. Machmir ba the b'tach tefila b'mayim mikvah. So he doesn't say the way we have it that it has to be mayim chayim. He says dafka regular megisham. The way we have it in the Yerushalmi is to do dafka b'mayim chayim. The kula is even megisham. So those are two opposite. Now. I was saying two different pshatim. Rabbi Yonatan Teleki wants to say maybe one is lachatchila, maybe it's one shita, but one is that if you want to do lachatchila, you should do, you know, and if you're b'di'evad, you can even do that. In other words, it could possibly be one shita, that one is on lachatchila level, one on b'di'evad level. It could be, it's just two different shitas of the kula shita, the chumra shita. So, but look in Shulchan, let's see one second. Look in Shulchan Aruch. In the Magen Avraham, on page 10. Says the Magen Avraham, says the Magen Avraham, in the second line, Umem sa'ash uvim k'sherim utfilazu. So the Magen Avraham paskins that even Mayim Sh'uvim is good. So that's what's called a men's mikvah. A men's mikvah means that it's Mayim Sh'uvim, and there's no hashaka done to make shum. So it's just tap water, like a swimming pool. Like a swimming pool.
But does it have to be in a mikvah, or could it be in a kli too?
Oh, so that's a separate discussion. We'll have to see.
What happens to the masculine sheet?
We'll have to see. But at least the Gabe, this sheet.
What happened to the Fogamasmer Bahamar?
Yeah.
In general, those who go to the mikvah don't adapt to go to a Mayan to get their.
Right.
No, now I understand. They say Reb Moshe used to go every Yom Kippur to a Mayan.
Tavka Mayan.
He went to Square. Square has a Mayan.
Square has a Mayan, yeah. You see, the Chizuz of Square has a Mayan Shlo Hufsuk. See, a lot of places have made Mayan, but it's Hufsuk from the original Makor. In Square, I think they have a Mayan that's not Hufsuk, so it's a real Mayan. Yeah, so... So that's the Shemati Shemachmirin. And what does it say? And what about a Chatzitza? Look at the Sefer Eshkol on page 7 and 8. The Sefer Eshkol.
This one
that's being a forgery. I don't think so. He says, "V'chazilon, the Balkeria tovel en tzarech hafifa." Because normally, a woman goes to the mikveh; she has to take a shower, bath, something before she. He says, "For this, you don't have to do a hafifa. The ein chatzitza poselus b'tfilazu." That's the Sefer Eshkol says. There's no psul of chatzitza, says the Eshkol in this tefillah. There's no psul of chatzitza. So we have a whole bunch of coolers here. We have the Mayim She'uvim might be good. Maybe there's no psul of chatzitza. Okay. So now I'm going to show you a Gemara. And I'm going to tell you the kash of the Minchas Chinuch on this Gemara. And then I want to hear what you say, and then we'll see what the other Achronim say. The Minchas Chinuch says he has a tremendous kasha of this sugya. So let's look in the Gemara in Yevamos on page 11, Memhei Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Who do have a korulei bar Amayosa?" There's a person that was called the son of a goya, bar Amayosa. Meaning that she was a potential gioris, but it wasn't proper. She never had a proper gioris. So they called the son of a goita, So who would have a karile? They called him Bar Armiyasa. Amar Asi, Mi lo tavla lidusa. What do you mean she didn't go to the mikveh? But she goes to the mikveh every month when for Nida. So why can't that count for Geiris? Then the Gemara says, "Ahu d'hava karulei bar armo." There's another fellow they used to call, "You're a son of a goy. Your father's a goy." Even though because he didn't do a proper Geiris. So Amar Rav Shur Balevi, "Mi lo tavlo lo kario?" Doesn't he go to the mikveh for carry? So he goes to a mikveh. So that's good. So Tosfos asks the kasha, but you need to go to the mikveh in front of Bezdin. When a woman goes to the mikveh, there's not a Bezdin there, but the guy goes to, right? So Tosfos' shita is that maybe you only need Bezdin for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Tema, look at Tosfos in the bottom. The Omar, the Kaman, the Ger Tzarek Shlosha. He needs a Bezdin, the Mishmah Ksimbe. Vilman, the Omar, Rish, Sanhedrin, the Vartora, Chadnami Kosher, because Mokom, Ein Derech Noshim, Lahavi Ishi Mohem, Mishas Atfila, etc. Okay. So they take care of the Bezdin problem. But what do you see from here? That really, if there would be a Bezdin or whatever it is, and you would go to the mikveh for Nida, that would count for Geirus. And if you go to the mikveh for Keri, that would count for Geirus. But the question is, if Keri has a different standard, that it could be Mayim Shuvim, then how could it count? How could it count for Geirus?
He wanted to have one wife.
What?
He wanted to have a one wife.
Well,
it doesn't say it has to be.
What do you say? Milo Tovah is Mestama de Milsa.
Let's see.
First, you got to look at the Milchas Chinuch to appreciate the question. Rav Goldberg Zatzal said, you always have to appreciate the question. Right, my Rosh Shiva, Rav Goldberg. He says, if you don't prepare for the Shir, then it's like the Magid Shir makes problems for you and then gives solutions. But you didn't have the problems. He made the problems for you. He didn't have the problems. So that's why Rav Goldberg Zatzal always used to say, first you have to prepare the Shir. You have to feel the problems. And then when somebody gives you the solution, then it's meaningful. That was from my Rebbe, Rosh Shiva of Chaim Yaakov Goldberg.
I didn't know if you had the solution.
Oh, okay, that's only by you. You have the solution. So he says, like on page 12, Zeh Yomim Kabirim. He says, Shemati B'Shem Godel Echad, Shenistapek Im Tvilas Ezra Poselas Chatzitz. Right, we saw that the whatchamacallit, that the Sefer Eshkol says it doesn't pass. But he says there's another gadol that we'll see had a shaila who poshut lebedamrinun, and he said, of course chatzitz is poisel, because since the Gemara says I have a karol lebar moi, v'amar of shur ben leimi milo tovah lekaria, zirasham the tefilusu haisam itakanas Ezra lo lataris the hayam bebavel. It was for Takana Ezra. It was a Bavel. There's no Taurus there. The name of the Chatzitza ain't a Poiselus. If you say Chatzitza not a Tefilas Ezra, you can't Ech Mahani lay Tefilas Keri or Tefilas Ger. In other words, he said, oh, he must have gone to the mikveh for his Keri. Yeah, but for Keri, you don't need to go to a Mayim Shuvim is okay. And this guy who went, you know, he had chatzitzas maybe. He didn't, because you don't have to take care of chatzitzas either. So then how is it so understood from the Gemara that it's poshut that what? That tefilas keri could count for geirus if tefilas keri has a different standard. First of all, you don't need my shuvim is good. And chatzitz is not a problem. El korach nos vilzu posel gam kechitzit kasher mav li kasher. So that was the kasher. So it must be. So this gadol said. So it must be that it is a problem. And it does pasul. And therefore, when you go for keri, you have to go. Chatzitz is a problem. But he says no. It can't be right because then we know that din is mayim shuvim aksherim lebal keri. And Gam Yesh Deya, the mayor on page 13, Gam Yesh Deya, the second line, Mishas Brachas, the Filu Litpol Bekli Shari. There's even a sheet that you can be even turtle in a Kli. That's for sure no good for Geras. Kli, we normally assume, like Shef pointed out, Nandas pointed out, that being turtle in a Kli is Mamish Absul Daraisa. Like Shef pointed out, the idea is you need the water Bekarka. You can't be turtle in a Kli. If there's not a kli, but it's probably possible for tefillah, even midoraisa. He came Maya ahani late tefila zu b'shuvim b'tefilas ger shetar tefila gemura, and b'tefilas ger needs a real mikvah. And Rav Shecht always likes to point out for tefilas kalim. Sometimes people make mistakes for tefilas kalim. They think it's a low standard. No, Rav Shecht points out the Gemara says b'feirish that you need the tefilas kalim needs this a mikvah shahaisha to need the tovelas man. It's the same standard.
We have the same
function. Same.
No. Right. If we pass in those form because it's in Kares, it's not as a lot of different child. Do we still have to?
You came my honey with tefillah, do b'shul with tefillah, gersh tzarch tefillah. He says v'tzarch il le'es hapnai. For the time being, I have a kasha. The kusha atzuma. Because atzuma, that's what the Mechas Chin says. It's a kusha atzuma. So, because how can you possibly say that on one hand we're permitting all these things, and these things are not clearly not good for the Gerus, and the Gemara says, "Oh, the stomach, he went to the mikvah for the carry." So then he's covered. Well, why are you calling the son of a Magoi?
Why can't you go to my original town?
Oh, so Rav Telek, he always has a pshat.
If you just said the simple, if you say that when the Gemara said the son, he was Caleb, talking about the Katila with Ma'arach Yom.
Yeah, in other words, so Rav Telek is saying that's not too sheet, but Katila. Even for this, Yerushalmi seems to say that you need Mayim Chayim.
Even if you hold two sheetahs,
he says it's desirable. So Mustafa, he did the desirable way, and therefore he's covered.
Remember, if you hold a pool, you can just take the Gemara and put it on the Rishu Hurdan Beseir, and the whole thing doesn't exist, and it was bottled already by the time the Gemara came. Rishu Ben Levi exists. Rishu Ben Levi is after Rishu Ben Beseir.
Yeah.
The Gemara doesn't say Tzvilas Ezra, it's a Tzvilas Keri. Maybe there's an alchemy between the two.
One second. Ari Feldman's saying, well, take a look at the bottom here on page 12 and the footnote on page 12.
This was not in the Zman HaBayis. It's ready after the Zman HaBayis.
Yeah. Yeah. So he says the riff has a different shot, Milo Tavol Keri. On the bottom, the fourth line on the bottom, where the arrow is, four lines down, Milo Tavol Kariyot, Karif Shom, the Kavish Renu, the Mekai Mitzvahs, Vadesha Tavol Kedin, L'Shem Gersh. So the Rif says a different word. It doesn't mean that the Tefillah for the Kari or the Tefillah for the Nida is the Gerus. It says, Mistama, since he's such a Froma that he's being Machmir for Tefillah Kalim, or she's Shomeris Taras HaMishpacha, that's a simon that there was a prior Geirus. One second. That's what the Rif, how the Rif learns. There was other Rishonim learned, Milo Tavu Lekario, that tefillah for the carry is Oila Lageirus. Well, that tefillah for the Nida is Oila Lageirus. The Rif's shot is no. It's not Oila Lageirus. But if you're doing that, Mistama, there was a previous Geirus, even though we don't have full proof, but Mistama, there was
But that's the only mitzvah that he did. Mistama, he bore tefillin too.
What tefillin too? Well,
that's what you say. You see, keeps mitzvahs.
According to the Rif, why does the Gemara say Bilo Tavlin? It doesn't say Bilo Hidiach tefillin.
It went to Daf Yomi every morning.
Especially when Tfilas Ezra is like it's Zayin or Abana type. And your other and a woman's a
kares. Okay, the kavish renewed the mekayim mitzvahs. Vada shetoval kedin l'shem gerus. Why is the Gemara only speaking about these mitzvahs?
But it's also giving two mitzvahs that are totally.
Lo but you see what he says in Meir in the bottom. Lo shebetvilu zunasa ger. But you have a good kasha.
No, because it's only by Benos Yisrael that there's a din of Nida. So she's Noyek Tars and Mishpacha, Mistama, she was Megayari. Otherwise, why is she doing it? Tefillin, maybe.
Let me Lotavlo Kario. Why don't you just say, like Rabbi Kesselman said, if he puts on tefillin, Mistama is a yid. Mistama, well, why does he have to say Milo Tovel? Why is, yeah.
He's not the Kafka in the area of tefillah.
He's Mazaka in the area of Tvila.
Yeah,
so Mustafa, they did the Tvila.
These two don't belong, according to this chat, these two don't belong in the same sense. We're talking about the woman, she's keeping Dine Karas. The man, he's Summit Daphne, he keeps homeless. Takanas Ezra, which you get into the whole discussion.
Right.
Even if at best, it's Takanas Ezra. Worst case scenario, you're talking about Summit.
Yeah.
Because it was Mavat or Aaron Wanamasetra. So these don't belong in the same sentence, according to
him. Yeah, okay.
Mustafa, he's the bone of famous resident, so he bought for that gay. She's doing basic courage. It doesn't make any sense. Whichever person you go, put the bone in the same sentence, makes all sense.
Yeah, okay. But the other Rishonim don't learn like the Riff. So if you learn like the Riff, then there's no problem be saying the footnote here. Because it's not that this was the talk. You know, Hanavi, you're allowed all these coolers, and you know, but that's not what the words never saying that was the vehicle of Geirus. That was just saying that's a raya that there was a Geirus from before.
Is this one in the corners of that San Francisco area real?
No, that was in other words, no, because he held. There's a Das Yochid that holds that differently. Yeah. Well, so the Maram Shik on page 15. Maram Shik wrote a Sefer on the Sefer, on the mitzvahs of the Sefer Achinuch. Just like the Milchas Chinuch wrote a commentary on the mitzvahs. So the Maram Shik also did. And he writes here, page 15. They be milchas chinuch, hevi listapek im chatzita poselos and tefilas keri. Hevi b'shem god alechot, like the correlated bar mav. I mean, we will talk about keri. He name the keri and poselos chatzita tefilas keri. In a shalodei chatzita came a mind, well, the tefilas keri. So he wants to give a teretz, and then maybe Ari, this is what you meant. He says, "Lanias daiti poshut the Balkari tzarach tefila mishum beis ta'amim." He says the two reasons that why a Balkari has to go to the mikvah. Echad mishum du tomei also betrum of a kachim. In other words, he can't have truma kachim. Uvachol chulin shenasu al taras truma. In other words, there's a concept that people were machmir, even if they didn't eat truma, but they were machmir to treat their chulin like kachim or like. Because one day they'll be with kachim, so there'll be murgal that they use the standards for truman kachim to their chulin. So he says, "Afilo ha mitzvah olav litpol dulolesi takol yado sheyagib a truma v'chem yachlu." The afilo name of the rise of chavit tefilas tovul miyukim afilo tefilas mizmanolam haim shem doy oski mataris. In other words, Balkari was no heg to be toivel, to be machmir on chulin, you know, that it should have the same standard of truma or kachim. Yeah. He says, "Vanafkemina nira poshut the hadamin and gam baim shuvim or b'kli or b'tes kabim boil." The concept that you can use baim shuvim or tes kabim is only le'inyan tefilas esrei. But le'idon leis no truma taras aval gav the tov of baim shuvim adai nishar tavim b'chol inyone. There are the truma v'taras or trumas v'taras b'vaday posel chatzitza. He's saying maybe the Gemara is not referring to, like you said, Ari Feldman. You were Machabin. Ari Feldman, you were Machabin to this Maram Shik. Because the Gemara never said Tevilas Ezra, Milo Tova Lekeri. And Keri is not referring to Tevilas Ezra, he's referring to this other halacha of the Yutrich Mitmo Mishum Truma Vataris, Lyovi Takol Al Yodo. That that you have to be tovel all the time, even if you're not eating truma, because one day you might start having truma again. And so you have to keep the same standard that you have by truma, even when you're having the chulin. And that's trap. Me lo tovel kerio mishum taros. So, and that's going to be a full-blown thing, because you have to use the standard for chulin. You have to use the same standard that you would have when you had real taros and kachim and things like that. This is what you medayik, Rav Ari Feldman, that the Gemara doesn't say milo tavlo kerio. That's what the Maariv Shik wants to say. But you mechaving.
Mashma, that Shuma was noyig when this Maimer and the Gemara was said.
Yeah, or Truma was noyig, or what?
But there's not a Zed, there's nobody Machmer.
Yeah.
What kind of Takala? Well, it's my Mason anyway.
Yeah.
The assumption is that the person's keeping Truma with power. Cool in the power.
Right.
It wasn't such a question for the average person. This is talking about an average person, right?
Yeah. So you're saying
the question from the Gemara that we were so confident that he was fine with
Hamikdash. Right.
So we're now putting them a higher standard than what would have been even if it was Levin.
Yeah.
It's not that he wasn't a Tommy Mace then.
Yeah. Yeah. And the same for Mama Mordechai, I think that's they point out that's the God of Echad. That wanted to say that it is a problem. But page 18, he says, Tshuva, l'chored amarti l'havi raya d'choytzitz, because of that Gemara. So I think that's what they said, that's the God of Lechad that said it's a problem. And then he quotes the sheet as that it's not a problem.
I'm confused, though. Regardless of how you learn Shalom Yerushalmi, why can't you say that? Because Yerushalmi says...
you're saying...
Since that line's there, even if you hold Tzachlok, it's Rabbi Yerushalmi, so it's one sheet.
Right.
Why can't we just say because of that thing, it was a standard practice for people to try to be Machmer. So
we're
assuming he did at least once.
So he's saying, Shamati, that the person's machmir marichim lo yom avushnosov. So and he says that Rav Telki is saying, even if you just do it one time, then that would be the geirus.
Bismana Zeh, I guarantee you, put up a thing with marichim yom or something. You'll get some people.
Yeah, let's look at the Milchas Yitzchok. Dain Weiss has a piece on this inyan to answer this kasha of the Milchas Chinuch. And he wants to say on page 25, on the left side, Vanir Lani is Zaiti Mizal Pimanti Isab and Nachal Eshkol, Sham Yashik. He quotes from the Nachal Eshkol, that's the parish on the bottom of the Sefer Eshkol. Madamas Nisan, Anal Isab and Mikvil, Indian Tvilas, probably Karim, Tiksha, Dapakli Shari, Mikvil Nokil, we should be Mahova, Moshkirkli Gonal Tvilas Kogufo. There was in a Hanami. For Tfilas Ezra, you could use a kli even, but it wasn't shchiach because you got to get a kli that's big enough to hold the whole person. Right, and that would be shchiach. So Mestama used the mikvah. Then he says, "Obezal pimasha kosev b'tshuvas shol meishiv." Shol meishiv. This is a shaila that comes up a lot. That is it right for the men to use the women's mikveh because maybe they'll get it dirty and then the women won't want to go. So is it right for the men, or should you have a separate mikveh for men? Or should the men be using the women's mikveh? So what? The Shaul Meshiv, one second, I think the piece we discussed last week discussed it. He said, Shakasim b'tshuva Shaul Meshiv lidchos b'chozikad es osam shirotzim limchos b'anoshim. He says some people want to say the men should not be going in the women's mikvah. The building lechus of mikvah shanoshim tovul sham. Shem shanoshim shanonos. Well, yitzul of all the mikvah. They're going to be istinis and say, oh, the mikvah is not clean enough. The men used it. Da, da, da. So he's saying against that. he's quoting the Nachal Eshkol, I think, or he's quoting the Sholem Eishiv, who says against that. But he Moshe, she lo yelchu anashim mikvah miyagid imulai niskalkel. He says, for kids, better if they go, they'll see maybe there's a problem with the mikvah. He said, over mikvah tzarech tikkun. But maybe the women won't realize that. V'nashim lav dini gemiri ladas hakil kol sheyuchol lifsol ha-mikvah. V'nashim chasidim anshim maisa hem ha-modim es ha-shayara ba-mikvah. Hakal l'shono. Who's he quoted that? The Sholem Eishiv. He says, dafka, they should go to the women's mikvah. Then there's a problem. Maybe men will be more sensitive to knowing what the halach is. If he says, the Sholem Eishiv is better, then they shouldn't have a separate mikvah. Even though Bizman is there, a lot of people make separate men's mikvah. And sometimes the separate men's mikvah is taka only. Mayim Shuvim, but some of them even have a hashokah, even though it's Shaloli Tav Pischo Pel Anoshim Hashanah Mikol Mokom Ein Tema Im Bizman Hashas Adai Lo Mokom Lachos Shoshanoshim Zalzu Matvil Chas Hasholom. He says Bizman Hashas wasn't, you know, people weren't as so into this with the thing. So Mistoma, they didn't build separate mikvahs for men. So Mistoma, even though it's Taka Kosher, but they went to. They used to go to the women's mikvah. So Mamela, now that answers the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. There was Inuch Rami. The other things would be kosher, but the Margala, the Mahalach was that they would go to the mikvah. And they only had one mikvah. They didn't used to build separate for men. So they were using the women's mikvah. The Zelo kasha meaning Shapir. He said that's a shot. Meaning the Tovu Lekeria. They were also Dilma Tovu Mishuvim. Dibir Behoven. The Gemara was saying what was the normal practice, even though Takia they could have gone.
And maybe it was just
the Mitzvah Chavah. She'ein Mikvah Mitzvah Noshim, and the Noshim, and came Lavi She'uvim, and Kasha Gam Mitzvah Ger. Oh, what about Tisha Chavah? Old year, the Pina Mashim Gizim Mishloah, page 26. The test Chavah Lo Mahani El Mishim Tahara. Of a Shim Tshuva in a Yotze B'test Chavah. Right? Well, maybe they did Taka had separate mikvahs for men, but the Shalom says that for tshuva, it should be a kosher mikvah. But to do but chatzitzes, that's a div shabbi is no also can he made him a chuyev or dilma lo halach mikvah mesin is coming was that kosher shabbi okay lo hikshe b'mamu I was ever sorry for
it. It doesn't say here Amar Shuvah and Levi Nishmot Tavol Shuvah.
Okay, so these are various, but the kasha is a fascinating kasha. And you can say a lot of different terutzim. You can say what Rav Telki says, that it's the Lechatchila, or you can say what the Mechas Yitzchak says, or you can say what the Maram Shik says. So there are different possibilities to answer this. But the Mechas Yitzchak calls that a Kusha Atzuma. A Kusha Atzuma.
I heard this year over 1,000. I'm like,
Yeah, he's a friend of mine.
Based on Hazal's understanding that the women could have baby after.
Yeah, I mean, if there's Zara. And,
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
Example of Jeremiah. Right?
Ben Sira, whatever. Yeah.
Ben Sira.
Yeah. And Sarah is with.
Okay, yeah, there's a discussion, right? There's a discussion of the post. I mean, the Gemara in Chagiga, Sarah and Rabati. The post can discuss this whole discussion.
So it seems that there may be a takana or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, not in the Gemara, but yeah.
So how do you respond to that? Why is that ignored in the?
No, the Michas Chidach is asking a kasha. The Michas Chidach, the Michas Yitzchak, maybe you can ask.
Shalom
Meshiv. Shalom Meshiv, yeah. Yeah, that's a question. You have to look in Ebenezer, and they talk about this idea of getting. Okay, I guess it's more so Shchiach, it's more. They point out it's definitely lo shchiach, and you have to look in the Beis Shmuel there, and this was the whole discussion about the Moshe's kula with artificial insemination and getting.
How did you get this tahara? Where's this the shul of Beit Ham? The Gemara's Mishtaf, I guess. It says the Gemara in Yevamos. It's very clear. It doesn't say so that Shua has no science.
It doesn't say
the truth.
Okay, so there are a lot of possibilities. The question is an interesting question, and there could be different possible answers to this, but it's a fascinating discussion. And of Teleki, we appreciate all your input, and therefore we want you to come every week to give us more input, because when we don't have your input, there's always something missing. So we welcome you back, and I apologize for all the glitches in the system, but we finally got our act together. Azorim Bedimba Berino Yitzoru. So thank you all for coming. And okay, Rebellion, you got it?
Yeah, finally.
Okay. Azorim Bedimba Berino Yitzoru. Thank you all for coming. And we'll see everyone Bez Hashem next week. Okay, Kol Tov of the Tanakh. Wow.